As Europeans settled the Great Lakes region, tales of mystery ships soon followed.
Come, rest your weary bones as I share the story of the Great Lakes' first ship, the Great Lakes' first ghost ship.
That would be the Griffin, which is thought to be the first commercial ship built on the lakes back in 1679 and vanished soon afterward.
You know, she still sails the Great Lakes. You might have seen her gliding through the fog.
Dave Heckman is dressed like an old-time lighthouse keeper. He's an interpreter on the Manitowoc Maritime Museum's Ghost Walk. As a lifelong resident of the Lakeshore City, he's heard the tales of ships like the Griffin and many others. One famous story is of a ship dubbed the Christmas Tree Ship. The Ralph Simmons sank in the early 1900s near Two Rivers.
A few years back, I was talking to a gentleman that's grandfather was working in Manistee, Michigan at the time that the Ralph Simmons was loading Christmas trees. And apparently, as the story goes, as he told it to me, he witnessed the rats leaving that boat. Of course, legend has it, if that happens, that boat is doomed. And we all know the history on the Ralph Simmons, that she never made it to Chicago. So there are things that do happen.
Rats leaving a doomed ship, a stowaway cat, seagulls, all have superstitious significance on the water. And an author says water could explain why Wisconsin seems to have an inordinate number of ghost stories. Heidi Levy co-wrote the book, Famous Wisconsin Ghosts.
Wisconsin's kind of unique in that it's surrounded on three sides by water. I mean, you have, you know, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, and then you have the Mississippi. And supposedly spirits are drawn to water, so when you have a state that is surrounded by water, you may have more spirits to deal with or contend with or have stories about.
Levy says phantom ships have been spotted on the waters of Lakes Michigan and Superior.
We're going to tell you a little story about the cursed ship called the Wisconsin.
Perhaps one of them was the old steamer named Wisconsin.
The ship itself, from the time it was built in Detroit until it sank off of Kenosha, was riddled with problems.
Jim Dobick is at the Manitowoc Maritime Museum's Ghost Walk, telling how the ship was renamed five times, got stuck in ice, and caught on fire, all before finally sinking back in 1929, taking 16 men to their deaths.
You know, it seemed like every time it was sold or it went out, you know, on a major excursion, something happened to this boat. And eventually, the lake took it.
Maritime tales are especially fascinating to author Heidi Levy, perhaps because the fates of so many ships are mysteries. Some wrecks are still undiscovered, but, she says, more people should embrace the unknown.
It may be unexplained, but that doesn't make it abnormal. You know, it may be that there are other physics and other dimensions involved that we are not attuned to.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.